Henry Payne, who's the editor of the Michigan View, also an editorial cartoonist for the Detroit News, and he's on the other end of our line. Henry, how are you?
Morning, Tony. I'm doing all right.
On a story that we're going to talk about, this story was front page, top fold news in yesterday's Wall Street Journal. The U.S. Supreme, or the U.S. Court of Appeals, I should say, in the District of Columbia gave the EPA, and this is in your report, a blank check to run roughshod over the U.S. industry without having any congressional input. Talk about, as you call it, the EPA's supreme power.
Well, if it weren't for the Obamacare ruling coming down this week, this would be the major news this week. And it is a warning of how much a close Supreme Court decision can fundamentally change the American economy. This was a 5-4 decision back in 2007, which gave the EPA jurisdiction over carbon dioxide. And that is the most common gas of industrial society, the gas that you and I respirate every day. And so since 2007, the EPA has done a series of findings and has decided that carbon dioxide is indeed a threat to human health under the Supreme Court's rogue decision of 2007. And this week, the Washington Appeals Court affirmed the EPA's plan to regulate carbon dioxide, and essentially the EPA will now run the U.S. economy.
Why do you think that?
Carbon dioxide is the fundamental emission not only of you and me, but also of industrial society. So this gives EPA, without congressional oversight, gives the EPA authority to regulate what kind of fuels we use in our cars, what kind of light bulbs we use in our homes. They could even go so far as to regulate the size of our homes, because everything we do emits carbon dioxide.
Well, don't we need to do everything that we can to preserve what we have, to make sure that the planet's in good shape for future generations?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what carbon dioxide has to do with that. The Clean Air Act, which is what the Supreme Court decided carbon dioxide fell under, is there to regulate particulates, things like sulfates and nitrates that come out of power plants. It says nothing about inert gases like carbon dioxide, which are a non-threat to human health.
You know, Henry, what I got after I read your piece was, here's another part of government regulating us, and they don't really have anyone to oversee or regulate them, and we don't seem to be concerned about that as far as the general public is concerned. What's your take on that?
Well, I think this shows the very real danger of bureaucracies and courts regulating individuals without legislative oversight. I mean, that's why we have a checks and balance system with an executive, legislative, and judicial branch. And as I say, what the Supreme Court essentially has done here, and as affirmed by the Washington Appeals Court, is given a unelected body, the EPA, authority over daily commerce without congressional oversight. Now, there is, of course, the U.S. voter can overturn the Obama administration this fall, and it can put in a new president who will try to rein in the EPA, perhaps. But the authority that the courts have given EPA here is just breathtaking.
Has this been a plan of President Obama to have more control of the EPA and gaining more power for the EPA?
It has, and in fact, this is the reason this is coming to a head now is it's been a concerted effort by the Obama administration since the 2010 election, in which he lost the House of Representatives. It's been a concerted effort on his behalf to get his legislative agenda done through the EPA and other regulatory agencies bypassing Congress. So, for example, he could not get cap and trade, which was an attempt to regulate the U.S. economy, an attempt to regulate carbon dioxide. He could not get that through the House of Representatives. He couldn't get that through his own Democratic controlled House and Senate when they were both controlled by Democrats. And so now he's decided to get that legislation done by regulatory fiat through the EPA, and sadly the D.C. Court of Appeals has just upheld that strategy.
So what do you see happening because of this ruling?
Well, what you've already seen this fall is the EPA draft a rule eliminating coal in American industry. It's drafted carbon dioxide limits so low that the utility industry will no longer be able to build coal plants. Coal plants are over 50% of this country's electricity generation, just to give you an idea of how essential that is to the U.S. economy. So our electricity generation will start to shrink, and you'll have thousands of coal miners out of work here in the coming years.
Henry Payne is the editor of the MichiganView.com. Fascinating story, Henry. I look forward to talking with you again. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Tony. Good to be with you.